USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Israel and Egypt discussing how to strengthen the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Egypt helping broker the ceasefire that stopped 11 days of deadly violence, the ceasefire taking effect yesterday. President Biden welcoming the news and a promise made by Israel's prime minister.
I'm praying this ceasefire will hold. I take Bibi Netanyahu when he gives me his word. I take him at his word. He's never broken his word to me.
Biden says what we ultimately need is a two-state solution and acknowledgement from Arab countries that Israel has the right to exist. A child killed in an apparent road rage shooting happening yesterday morning in California's Orange County in the 55 freeway. Highway Patrol says a six-year-old boy was in his booster seat when a shot was fired from another car. No details released on the incident leading to the shooting. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy apparently planning to run for a ninth term. Another term would make the 81-year-old the longest-serving senator ever. A Leahy spokesman tells Politico no decision has been made. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
More people now getting vaccinated, but there's still some reluctance to ditch our masks. While some didn't want to wear masks in the first place, now others aren't ready to take them off. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday she understands some will be reluctant to go maskless.
If you are vaccinated, there is no shame, no problem in continuing to wear your mask. And just like it has been hard to have everybody get masks, I think this is going to take some time for us all to get used to.
Meanwhile, even Mount Everest is not immune from COVID. At least 100 people at base camp infected with the virus. A climbing guide tells the AP the real number may be closer to 200. Nepal officials continue to insist there are no infections at its camps. The White House and Republicans now closer but still far apart in the infrastructure plan. President Biden yesterday lowering the cost of his plan to under $2 trillion, but that's still $1 trillion more than the GOP plan. China makes space history. China announcing today a rover is now traveling across Martian soil for the first time in the country's history. The rover arriving on Mars last week, but today marks the first time it left the landing platform. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The family of a woman killed in the Capitol riot wants answers regarding her death. Here's Tim Berg.
The attorney representing the family of Ashley Babbitt, the woman shot and killed by U.S. Capitol Police during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, plans to sue the agency for more than $10 million and has already put officials on notice, demanding accountability for the slain Air Force veteran. Attorney Terrell Roberts is taking issue with members of Congress who oversee the Capitol Police but have not demanded transparency when it comes to the January 6th shooting. Federal prosecutors clearing the officer who killed Babbitt from any criminal wrongdoing in the shooting last month. They reason the officer acted in self-defense, and they did not identify the officer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 94-year-old veteran of the Korean War honored at the White House yesterday. Wendy King has the details.
President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. in a White House ceremony, calling the Korean War veteran a true American hero. South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended the event, the first time a foreign leader had done so. He intentionally ran across an open area in order to draw fire and allow his Rangers to destroy the enemy positions. Puckett served as a commander of the 8th U.S. Army Ranger Company. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration that can be awarded in the United States. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.